Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education during a special editions all week for on the Common Core curriculum standards. And this is Pamela Clark, founder and director of New Heights, and we're going to get right back into it tonight. Last night we ended off with a document that I was sharing from Margaret Spangler, who's a board member of New Heights. And I'm going to pick that up, and then I'll probably share a couple audio things for a couple websites also. And then tomorrow night we'll be back again. Our number at New Heights is 419-786-0247. Our website is www.newheightseducation.org. Our email is newheightseducation@yahoo.com. And all of the shows, after I'm done with all the recordings for this week, they'll be uploaded automatically to our website. Of course, Friday we have a live show, which is done by one of our hosts. And then on Saturday we have another show, which I'll be guest hosting, along with Margaret Spangler and Kathy Bergman. They're both board members. And then we'll be talking Common Core again on Saturday, and we'll take calls. So anyways, like I said before, we're going to get right back into the document. Exactly who are the members behind Common Core Standards? National Governors Association, or NGA, the Council of Chief State School Officers, or CCSSO. NGA, along with CCSSO, own the copyright to the Common Core Standards. You can look both of them up online, or any of these, actually. ACHIEVE is an organization that was created by NGA and is primarily responsible for writing these standards. The Obama administration, Arne Duncan, U.S. Secretary of Education, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Rupert Murdoch, and Joel Klein of Wireless Generation, George Soros, Sir Michael Barber, CEO of Pearson Foundation at UK Publishing Company, Bill Ayers, Linda Darling Hammond, Jeb Bush, founder of Foundation for Educational Excellence, Mark Tucker, longtime friend of the Clintons, David Kuhlman, co-founded Student Achievement Partners. Excuse me, my allergies are acting up tonight. UNESCO, United Nations Education Scientific Cultural Organization. Founded in 1908, the National Governors Association, which we mentioned first a few seconds ago. NGA is the collective voice of the nation's governors and one of Washington, D.C.'s most respected public policy organizations. This is a trade organization like CCSSO. Its members are the governors of the 55 states, territories, and commonwealths. NGA provides governors and their senior staff members with services that range from representing states on Capitol Hill and before the administration on key federal issues to developing and implementing innovative solutions to public policy challenges through the NGA Center for Best Practices. The NGA also provides management and technical assistance to both new and incumbent governors. Tax documents also show that back in 2004, the earliest available documents traced, NGA received $31 million from taxpayers. In 2010, NGA received 80% of its $14.8 million annual income from taxpayers. I do not know when this trade organization was founded because I could not find a date. Not even on their website. The Council of Chief State School Officers, or the CCSSO, is a nonpartisan nationwide nonprofit organization of public officials who head departments of elementary and secondary education in the states. The District of Columbia, the Defense or Department of Defense Education Activity, and the five U.S. extra state jurisdictions. CCSSO provides leadership, advocacy, and technical assistance on major educational issues. The Council seeks member consensus on major educational issues and expresses their views to civic and professional organizations, federal agencies, Congress, and the public. The 2011 percentage to that year's revenues yields an estimated $3,450,930. And CCSO revenue from the federal government just in that year. In 2011, $558,000 came from the 2009 stimulus bill for CCSSO's involvement with one of two networks creating new tests to fit the standards. In 2010, the U.S. DOE granted those two networks $330 million in stimulus funds. In January or February of 2005, Bill Gates joined the NGA and the CCSSO and has funded them tens of millions of dollars since 2005, which in turn has also funded Achieve. Our own illustrious former Ohio Governor Bob Taft was an architect of the summit agenda for NGA and was also a member of NGA's Redesigning the American High School Task Force. In a 2010 speech to UNESCO, U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan showed how he consciously, though illegally, grows the federal intrusion into states' running of education. He said, "Our goal for the coming year will be to work closely with global partners, including UNESCO." What business does UNESCO have in my state's right to educate? Question. It's almost unbelievable that Duncan dares say that this stuff out loud, but it does get worse. Quote, "Traditionally, the federal government in the U.S. has had a limited role in the education policy. The Obama administration has sought to fundamentally shift the federal role so that the department is doing much more." Duncan also admitted that the Common Core standards were not state-led. President Obama called on the nation's governors and state school chiefs to develop standards and assessments, he said, adding, another quote, "America is now in the midst of a quiet revolution in school reform." To cite just one example, the department's Race to the Top program, Secretary Duncan altered long-standing federal privacy law, FERPA, FERPA, in 2011 and loosened its parental consent rules and redefined its key terms. These alterations got his Department of Education sued by the Electronic Privacy Information Center, but for some reason that doesn't seem to be newsworthy. Few people realize that it's not just children who will be hurt by the alterations to this privacy law. Anyone of any age whose records are archived at any university that ever received federal funding can have their data seen without their knowledge or consent. Next, let's look at the terms that our U.S. Secretary of Education has had redefined to better suit his purposes. Number one, college and career readiness. Did you know that college and career readiness can now officially mean only one thing? It means having the same standards as other states. Odd. Check it out on the ed.gov website. Number two, authorized representative. Did you know that an authorized representative has been redefined by the Department of Education without congressional approval to expand privacy exemptions that had previously protected student privacy under the FERPA law? And reinterpretations remove affirmative legal duties for state and local educational facilities to protect private student data? Yes, the department has been sued over this, yet authorized representative can now mean anyone who wants to see student data, even a contractor or consultant, volunteer or other party, to whom an agency or institution has outsourced institutional services or functions. A volunteer can be authorized to see personally identifiable data without parental consent. Number three, education program. Did you know that Secretary Duncan's redefinition of education program now includes, but is not limited to, early childhood education, elementary and secondary education, post-secondary education, special education, job training, career and technical education, and adult education? Regardless of whether the program is administered by an educational authority? That last part is almost funny, but not. Information Secretary Duncan made sure it would be allowable to non-consensually disclose a student number or other unique personal identifier, and that the directory information could include a name, address, telephone listing, electronic mail address, photograph, date and place of birth, major field of study, grade level, enrollment status, dates of attendance, participation in activities and sports, weight and height, degrees, honors, awards received, and educational institutions attended. Number five, biometric data. In the Department of Education's definition of personally identifiable information, biometric data means a record of one or more measurable biological or behavioral characteristics that can be used for automated recognition of an individual. Examples include fingerprints, retina and iris patterns, voice prints, DNA sequence, facial characteristics, and handwriting. That one wins the creepy award. Of all the reasons Secretary Duncan is scary, the cherry on top is his role in the Obama wealth redistribution agenda. Secretary Duncan was an architect of the wealth redistribution program known as the Equity and Excellence Commission, which is sliding under the public radar, disguised as education reform. The Gates Foundation spent millions to create NGA, which in turn created the CHIEVE, also with funds from Gates Foundation. Some other foundations that Bill Gates funds is Stanford Children, League of Education Voters, Center for Reinventing Public Education, Partnership for Learning, and he owns Editorial Projects in Education, which is the parent of Education Week magazine. In 2004, Microsoft Bill Gates contracted the UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, to fulfill part of UNESCO's Millennium Campaign goals, universal education, and education for global economy. The largest roadblock to creating a universal education system was the United States, since each state has its own education standards and systems. In 2005, Bill Gates funds the new Commission on the Skills of the American Workforce, created by Tucker. States began adopting its education reform initiative, Tough Choices or Tough Times. In 2008, the Gates Foundation, along with two other foundations, created Strong American Schools, a successor to the Stand Up campaign launched in 2006. Which was an outgrowth of UNESCO's Millennium Campaign goals for universal education. It called for an American education standard. Also, in 2008, the Gates Foundation funds the International Benchmarking Advisory Group report for Common Core Standards on behalf of the National Governors Association. Council of Chief States School Officers and Achieve, Inc., titled Benchmarking for Success. ensuring U.S. students receive a world-class education. This report showed the United Nations is a member of the International Benchmarking Advisory Group, or Common Core Standards. George Soros is the founder of Open Society, which has worked with the UN, the Gates Foundation, NGA, and CCSSO to create Common Core. Next, Sir Michael Barber of England, Chief Education Advisor at Pearson and Common Core Promoter Extraordinaire, is also a global education standards promoter. In Michael Barber's view, education reform is a global phenomenon, no longer to be managed by individuals or sovereign countries. Education reform has no more frontiers, no more barriers. But as we all know, under the U.S. Constitution, education is to be state-led, not a federal and especially not an internationally determined issue. Barber has not been dubbed a control freak for nothing. We want data about how people are doing. We want every child on the agenda, he says. Barber specifies that every child means every global citizen. What's wrong with being a global citizen, you ask? Well, for starters, when you give yourself to the globe rather than to your nation, you lose your constitutional and property rights as they are swallowed up in a global governance system. Check out, and I recently had found this online, I can't remember where right now, maybe I'll bring it up again later, but check out what the goals of the United Nations are and what they want to strip citizens from, and personal property is right up there. The Pearson Foundation is a UK educational publishing company which has been going around the world and in the USA buying up educational companies. Adobe, Puffin, Harcourt, Penguin, Wharton, and Prentice Hall, just to name a few. Pearson is now the largest educational publishing company in the world today. Pearson's foundation works hand in hand with both non-governmental agencies like NGA and CCSSO, and with the governmental agencies like our U.S. Department of Education to promote global education and Common Core, because Barber sees global control of education and U.S. Common Core as one and the same. Barber explains that the ethical underpinning is shared understanding. Those are his words, ethical underpinning, and then again, shared understanding of Earth sustainability, his words, that every child in every school around the world will learn, not just in the United States. Ethics, to Barber, is all about global collectivism. I'm saying it wrong. Can we say Agenda 21? Look up Agenda 21 if you don't know what it is. This man directs curriculum production for the largest curriculum producer on Earth. His company, Pearson, is everywhere. Pearson textbooks and technologies are in virtually every school and university in America. Pearson does teacher professional development, runs Envision Math, does early childhood education assessment, and Pearson pushes millions to implement Common Core, which is very big business. The Wall Street Journal quotes Pearson's CEO on Common Core as a gold mine. These are his words. It's a really big deal, says Peter Cohen, CEO of Pearson K-12 Division Pearson School. The Common Core standards are affecting literally every part of the business we're involved in. In 2011, they joined the Gates Foundation in the contract to create books that would align with the Common Core standards. Through interlocking boards of directors, partnerships, and donations from the company's foundation, they have developed relationships with the largely online University of Phoenix, Teach for America, Stanford University, the National Governors Association, the Council of Chief State School Officers, and the Gates Lumina Broad and Walton Foundations. Okay, so now we're going to talk about William Bill Ayers, is the former leader of the communist terrorist group Weather Underground. Look that one up. Became a professor of education and is a very close friend of Obama's. He has been working behind the scenes, helping to implement these policies and helping to write the standards for Common Core. Bill Ayers has also endorsed the idea of repayment of the education debt and is now a vice president-elect, Division B, Curriculum Studies of the AERA, the American Educational Research Association, or AERA, was founded in 1916. As a professional organization representing educational researchers in the United States and around the world. It includes teachers, administrators, directors of research, persons working with testing or evaluation in federal, state, and local agencies, counselors, evaluators, graduate students, and behavioral scientists. Linda Darling Hammond is a Stanford professor who has worked closely with Bill Ayers for over the years and was Obama's educational advisor during his first presidential campaign. In February 2008, Darling Hammond issued a blueprint for education reform by the next president that set as its number one priority the repayment of the education debt. As proposed originally by Ladson Billings, she is focusing on equity and social justice, that is, redistribution of wealth using our schools. Darling Hammond has worked for CCSSO as a Common Core developer since long before the standards were even written. She served on the Standards Validation Committee. She now works for SBAC as a Common Core test writer. She also consults with AIR, Utah's Common Core test producer, and advises the Obama administration. She also promotes the secretive C-Scope, Texas Alternative to Common Core curriculum, and more. Linda Darling Hammond is ramming socialism and redistribution down America's throat in educational policy, while the Pearson Foundation pushes it in the curriculum. Former Governor of Florida Jeb Bush is the founder of the Foundation of Educational Excellence, which was the beneficiary of $500,000 from the benevolent Gates Foundation. Mr. Jeb Bush is now traveling around the country to Common Core and battled states and singing the praises of the untried, undocumented, and illegal atrocity. In 1988, Mark Tucker became the president of the National Center for Education and the Economy, NCEE. He joined up with Hillary Clinton, Mario Cuomo, and Ira Magaziner, to get states to move away from the local control of their schools and migrate to national standards. In 1992, Mr. Tucker wrote a letter to Hillary Clinton congratulating her on Bill Clinton's presidential win. He included in this letter ideas for radical education reform. He stated the goal is to remold the entire American system into, his words again, a seamless web that literally extends from cradle to grave. Didn't I say that on Saturday's show? And is the same system for everyone. His words, not mine. Coordinated by a system of labor market boards at the local, state, and federal levels, where curriculum and job matching will be handled by counselors assessing the integrated computer-based program. Remember what I talked about yesterday where that professor, I believe he was from California, off the top of my head, that he tried to take the test that the kids are going to be expected to take, and he said it was teaching by humiliation. And he's a very well-to-do person himself, and that if he would have taken the test back when he was younger, he would be afraid to know where he would be now. Tucker's ambition plan was implemented in 3 laws passed by Congress and signed by President Clinton. The Goals 2000 Act, the School to Work Act, Opportunities Act, and the Reauthorized Elementary and Secondary Education Act, the ESEA, calling Improving America's Schools Act of 1994. Let me check just a minute. Okay, we got about 4 minutes left, so I'm not going to be able to share any of the recordings I said I had. I don't know. Let me see if I have time to share more. Okay, I'll try to get through David Coleman. David Coleman has connections to the Weather Underground bomber, William Bill Ayers, Barack Obama, and the Chicago Annenberg Challenge, headed by Obama and appointed by Ayers prior to co-founding Student Achievement Partners. Coleman was a co-founder of the GROW Network, now owned by McGraw-Hill Company. GROW Network began as a pilot program in New York in 2000. Less than a year later, the Chicago Public Education Fund began negotiating a contract with GROW Network on behalf of Chicago Public Schools. The Chicago Public Education Fund, the fund, was created in 1998 by the Chicago Annenberg Challenge CAC Board of Directors, which included Barack Obama as board chairman and communist Bill Ayers as co-chair. Coleman is recognized by Time for his work as a lead architect of the Common Core Standards and the promising new direction he has signaled for College Board, who chose him as president on May 16, 2012. David Coleman is busy rewriting the PSATs and SATs to fall into line with Common Core Standards on English. The ACTs are already in line as of last year. He has stated that what children need is a close reading of info text. That's what we call nonfiction. No opinion, no flights of fancy, no creation of new worlds. It's what will give students the world knowledge necessary to compete as workers in the global economy. Liz Coleman is the mother of David and the president of the leftist Bennington College in Vermont, and in 2009 gave a speech about her influence on liberal arts education. She advocated for secular democracy as the vehicle for indoctrinating American students against the theocracy. In other words, religion is a dangerous impediment to freedom. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to pick up again. We'll start talking about 1949. We'll talk about UNESCO, more about it, and have gobs of this. Like I said, it might take a whole nother week to get through all of this. We'll try to get to some more recordings that I have. As I'm reading what I just read to you again, it reminds me of Saturday's message that I had on from the Communist Party on how they were going to, you know, whittle away at our economy and our educational system. And that is surely what they're trying to do with this Common Core curriculum. So tomorrow night we'll do another show. Have a good night. Thank you.
heart burdened be, then I